CBD, life-changing miracle compound or overhyped save your money type of product? I'll explain. What is CBD? Does it get you high? Are there real health benefits to CBD? Does it treat cancer, chronic pain? Will it show up on a drug test? Or is it all just a marketing gimmick and a waste of money? Not to worry, today we're going to go over all of that. Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Jordan Wagner. I'm an emergency room doctor who treats everything from COVID to gunshot wounds, burns, you name it. I've created this video series to help answer some of your medical questions and the questions that I get asked from patients each and every day. If you find this video helpful, please do me a favor and subscribe. CBD, first things first, what the heck is it? Shorthand for cannabidiol, CBD is a natural occurring chemical compound derived from the cannabis plant. A safe, non-addictive substance. CBD is one of more than 100 phytocannabinoids. Unlike its cousin, Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, which is a major active ingredient in the cannabis plant, CBD is not psychoactive, meaning it won't get you high. That's because CBD and THC act in different ways and on different receptors in the brain and in our body. Nowadays, CBD is being heavily studied by researchers and scientists for its significant therapeutic attributes. So, are there health benefits to using CBD? It seems so. Contrary to what most people think that CBD is a recent discovery, CBD has been around for a while. First extracted in 1942 by a Harvard-trained chemist, Roger Adams, and later in 1963, Dr. Mashulam, known as the godfather of cannabis research, first described the chemical structure of CBD. In the 1980s, Dr. Mashulam and other researchers found that after a lot of preclinical work in rats and mice, CBD, in fact, had anti-epileptic properties. And around the same time, a small clinical trial by Brazilian researchers gave 4 epileptic patients a daily dose of 200 milligrams of CBD, while 5 were given only placebo. 2 of the patients taking CBD showed a remarkable improvement with no convulsions over the 3 months they received treatment. One showed partial improvement, and one showed no improvement, whereas none of the placebo patients demonstrated any improvement. And that was back in the 70s and 80s. In recent years, there have been a ton more studies and anecdotal experiences with the use of CBD and epilepsy. So much that recently the FDA approved the first ever cannabis-derived medicine for these conditions, Epidiolex, which does contain CBD. Beyond epilepsy, CBD is also commonly used to address anxiety and for patients who suffer with insomnia or not sleeping. One study found that a single dose of 600 milligrams of CBD decreased anxiety in people about to give public speeches. In addition, people who took 25 milligrams daily of CBD for a month reduced their anxiety and had better quality of sleep, and the effect lasted for several months, according to a study published by the Permanente Journal in 2019. CBD may also offer an option for treating different types of chronic pain. A study from the European Journal of Pain showed using an animal model, CBD applied on the skin could help lower pain and inflammation due to arthritis. Another study demonstrated the mechanism by which CBD inhibits inflammatory and neuropathic pain, 2 of the most difficult types of chronic pain to treat. Researchers are also looking at a receptor located in the brain to learn about the ways that CBD could help people with neurodegenerative disorders, which are diseases that cause the brain and the nerves to deteriorate over time. Researchers are studying the use of CBD oil for treating disorders like Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and stroke. CBD oil may also reduce the inflammation that can make neurodegenerative symptoms worse. More research is needed to fully understand the effects of CBD oil for neurodegenerative diseases, but this is a major area that scientists are currently studying. Lastly, cancer. Some studies have investigated the role of CBD in preventing cancer cell growth, but research is still in its early stages. The National Cancer Institute says that CBD may help alleviate cancer symptoms and cancer treatment side effects. However, the National Cancer Institute doesn't fully endorse any form of cannabis as cancer treatment. The action of CBD that's promising for cancer treatment, however, is its ability to moderate inflammation and change how our cells reproduce. There are a ton of anecdotal stories out there from patients who swear by CBD and other phytocannabinoids helping with combating their cancers. If you'd like me to do a follow-up video just talking about cannabinoids and cancer, please let me know in the comments. Okay, so another question that I get a lot is, will you get high and will it show up in a drug test? Not at all. As I said before, CBD is the non-psychoactive portion of the plant. So what that means is you won't have any THC-like effects in any way. CBD will not show up in a drug test because the drug tests are not screening for it usually. However, CBD products sometimes may very well contain THC. So if you're not sure what you're taking, you can fail a drug test after taking CBD products if they contain THC. Is CBD safe? Some side effects that people have reported are nausea, fatigue, and irritability. CBD can also increase the level in your blood of the blood thinner Coumadin, and it can even raise levels of certain other medications in your blood by the exact same mechanism that grapefruit juice does. So, please talk to your doctor about this. Another significant safety concern with CBD is that it is primarily marketed and sold as a supplement or a nutraceutical, not a medication. Meaning, currently the FDA does not regulate the safety and the purity of dietary supplements. So keep in mind, you cannot know for sure that the product you buy has active ingredients at the dose listed on the label. In addition, the product may contain other unknown elements. We also don't know with certainty yet the most effective therapeutic dose of CBD for any particular medical condition. Here's a little bonus fun fact for you. Did you know that CBD can actually lessen or neutralize the psychoactive effects of THC, depending on how much of each compound is consumed? Many people want the health benefits of cannabis without the high or with less of the high. Yes, if you have too much THC, CBD can actually cancel out some of the high effects of THC. All right, a few final thoughts. If you decide to try CBD, please ensure that the product has reliable laboratory testing. And as always, talk to your doctor for no other reason than to make sure it won't affect other medications you are taking or other health conditions you might be treating. Be smart and don't fall victim to some of the marketing gimmicks. Know what you are buying. All right, that's been a CBD breakdown with me, Dr. Wagner. Do you use CBD in your everyday life? What's your experience been like? Do you want me to do a full video on the endocannabinoid system? I'd love to hear from you. Please make sure you subscribe and turn your bell notifications on right here. When you do that and you hit that like button, you let YouTube know that you'd like to see more videos like this one. Thank you so much for watching and stay healthy, my friends.